Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. While serving in the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's project in Bombay, Pancha Dravida Dasa travelled to visit him in Vrindavana in October of 1972. Pancha Dravida was thinking of asking Srila Prabhupada if he would permit him to take the sannyasa order. But before he could even ask, almost immediately on greeting, Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, now you can take sannyasa. Now you are qualified." Ecstatically happy, Pancha Dravida began to praise Krishna conscious preaching activities, and he mentioned Prahalada Maharaja and Dhruva Maharaja, who were young boys and yet knew Krishna conscious philosophy so nicely. "Yes," said Srila Prabhupada, turning to others in the room, "this boy, Pancha Dravida, is very intelligent." Hearing these words, Pancha Dravida became even happier and a little proud also. "So how is everything in Bombay?" asked Prabhupada. "Well," said Pancha Dravida, "not so good, Srila Prabhupada." "Not so good?" Prabhupada replied in a challenging way. "Oh, why is that? There are so many rats, Srila Prabhupada. It's a disturbance." "That means you are not clean," Prabhupada replied sternly. "This is the habit of you Americans. You take a plate of prasadam, you eat half of it, and then you stick it in the corner for 6 months. Isn't it? Isn't it?" Prabhupada had shouted the last words, and Pancha Dravida became confused. But Prabhupada continued with his hammering criticism. "This means you are not clean," said Srila Prabhupada. "Therefore, you are not chanting your rounds." Pancha Dravida replied in mood of confused protest. "As far as I know, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees are all chanting their rounds." Srila Prabhupada looked back at his disciple with annoyance and said, "So you are suggesting that there is some defect in Lord Chaitanya's process?" "No, Srila Prabhupada." "Well then," replied Srila Prabhupada, "Lord Chaitanya says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Chanting cleanses the heart. So how is it possible that if the heart is clean, the outside will be dirty?" By now, Pancha Dravida was on the point of tears before Prabhupada's anger. Pancha Dravida said no more. He began to think that Srila Prabhupada was seeing some of his defects. He decided that he had been too proud, and in criticizing Prabhupada's Bombay project, he seemed almost to be putting himself on the same level as Prabhupada. After about 10 minutes, Pancha Dravida offered his crestfallen obeisances before his spiritual master and moved to leave. But as he was leaving, Prabhupada said, "That's all right. The spiritual master only sees the service that you offer and not your faults. Thank you. Hare Krishna."